Whether we like it or not, our mind and our body are connected. And my hope and my goal is to help those of you that are listening to gain some more skills, gain some more tools in your tool belt to hopefully understand that mind and body connection better. Welcome to So I've Heard, the space where I give my take on all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Austin Allen. Hello and welcome to episode 1 of season 2 of the So I've Heard podcast. For those of you that may be new to the show, this is a space where I take on the hottest topics, trends, and questions surrounding health and fitness. So first and foremost, y'all, it is so good to be back podcasting with you all. It has been a hot minute since I've been here in front of the mic. And all for good reasons. There's been a lot of really exciting updates going on with Lighthouse Fitness, going on with my educational journey, personal life, all good things, y'all. But it is so great to be back. Now, the reason that I wanted to be intentional about making this episode 1 of season 2 is because, like I've mentioned, there's been a lot of time since I've been recording a podcast. And I really want this show to take a step forward, to evolve with me in my own career and educational journey, and to hopefully be able to reflect that for you all here on the podcast too. So again, for those of you that don't know, I am now into my second semester in my master's program for counseling psychology, which is a fancy way for saying I want to be a counselor. I want to be a therapist. Now, let me be clear to say, Lighthouse Fitness isn't going anywhere. I just want to be able to take that next step forward to gain those skills, to gain that education and that experience, to be able to help others in the future, to work not only on their physical health, like I do right now with Lighthouse Fitness, but to also be able to explore more about their mental and emotional health too. Again, for those of you that maybe haven't listened to episodes before, haven't seen me on social media, or maybe even in person, I do my best to bring a holistic mind and body approach to everything that I do with my clients. Because if I've learned anything in my time as a trainer over the past 5 years now, it's that as much as we may try to separate the mind and the body, we just can't do it, y'all. They're connected, and they should be connected. And so that's the really exciting thing about this educational step in my own personal journey, is that I am just now beginning to learn skills, to gain skills, to help individuals explore their mental and emotional health in the future, be able to tie in some of the past knowledge and current knowledge that I have with physical health, and connect all of the dots for folks. Now, that's a little bit about my educational journey. Lighthouse Fitness-wise, we've been doing great, y'all. It's been really, really good. It has been an adjustment getting used to being a graduate student again, getting used to balancing that, my Lighthouse Fitness life, my personal life as well, but we're rocking and we're rolling one day, one step, and one rep at a time. So, all of that being said, I wanted to record an episode pretty informally today and just kind of let you all know a little bit more about my hopes and dreams for this next season of the podcast and what I hope it to look like moving forward. So first and foremost, the first thing that I really hope to be reflected in the podcast with episodes today and moving forward is a much more authentic and informal approach. I'm going to be honest with you all. Especially in my solo episodes, I've spent a lot of time worrying about making sure I say the right words at the right time with the right flow. Now, not necessarily a bad thing, but for those of you that maybe know me personally and have interacted with me as a trainer and as a coach, you're also going to understand that's not really my style, right? My style is to be as authentic as I can with clients, and hopefully encourage them to open up and be as authentic as they feel comfortable with me. So I want that to be reflected in the podcast too. That's a big reason why I love my interview episodes, because I feel like I can get off of the script just in front of the mic and have a conversation. And I'm hoping that that will come across even more in my solo episodes too. So that's the first hope for this next season of Lighthouse Fitness and the So I've Heard podcast, is that it's a little more sleeves rolled up. It's a little more comfortable. It's a little more casual, because I know that makes me feel more comfortable. And hopefully that helps you all feel more comfortable too. Now, the second hope that I have for season two of the podcast is that I am able to take a much more holistic approach to the topics that I'm discussing. You may hear me talking more about things that I'm learning in my counseling psychology journey and how those maybe relate to the work that I'm doing with my clients, or the lens that I am continuing to change and adapt and view fitness through as well. Because again, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, whether we like it or not, our mind and our body are connected. And my hope and my goal is to help those of you that are listening to gain some more skills, gain some more tools in your tool belt to hopefully understand that mind and body connection better, and to learn a little bit more about the mental and the physical health side of things. So I don't exactly know what those episodes are going to look like yet, but you may hear me discussing more topics beyond just the physical health and fitness side of things. Now, another major thing, and perhaps the biggest thing, that I really want to be intentional about as we step into this next season of the So I've Heard podcast is spending more time not only discussing, you know, the knowledge I maybe have in areas or the research I've done in areas, but also being open and honest with you all about the things that I have unlearned and continue to unlearn on my journey as a coach, as a business owner, and as a graduate student too. Because one of the strengths of the program that I'm in right now is that it really strives to encourage us to build a better relationship with our own self-awareness. And that doesn't necessarily just mean the things that are quote-unquote great about ourselves. That also means taking more intentional time to dig deeper, to learn more about our past and our journeys and what we may be bringing consciously or subconsciously to the space, and more specifically to the client time and space. So I do want to have some episodes where I hopefully can talk a little bit more about maybe things that I used to do and things that I no longer do, and why I have started to unlearn those things and adapt and grow with those things over time. Because I'll be the first to admit that I am not a perfect coach and I'm not a perfect trainer. But I want to make sure that I'm open and honest with you all, because these may be things that, again, subconsciously or consciously you're doing right now. And hopefully with me taking some time to open up a little bit more and talk about those a little bit more, you may learn a little bit along the way and hopefully kind of join in on that journey of self-awareness with me over this next season of the podcast. So again, I don't know exactly what those episodes are going to look like yet, but that's a really important exercise for me to go through. And I feel like this could be a cool space to hopefully give you all more of an inside look into my growth and development as a trainer, and maybe explore the history behind certain things that I maybe was doing in the past that may not be in the best interest of folks and fitness moving forward. Another thing too, as we're thinking about this next season of the podcast, is I hope to include even more interview episodes. I don't know about you all, but those are always my favorite episodes. First and foremost, because we always get to hear some really awesome, unique, and incredible perspectives of whoever it is that is on the other side of the interview. But also, again, those are my favorite episodes because I feel like I can take a breath. I can roll my sleeves up and I can just sit and listen and learn. So my hope is that I can continue to reach out to others in the fitness space, in the wellness space, maybe even in the mental health space too, to give you all as diverse of episodes as possible. Again, I don't want to assume that my viewpoint is the best viewpoint or even the viewpoint that you should agree with. So hopefully, the more individuals that I can get in that interview guest seat, the better and more diverse perspectives we will get here on the show as well. And then the biggest thing that I want with season two of this podcast is to just have some fun, y'all. I've really missed podcasting. It was nice to take a break. It was nice to take a breath, but it's so nice to be back in front of the mic, talking with you all, learning from you all. So that's something that I'm just really, really looking forward to doing here as we keep rolling along. So again, it's a pretty short and sweet episode today, a pretty informal episode today. I just wanted to say hello, and I'm back, and I look forward to a whole nother season of listening and learning and growing with you all. So in the meantime, if you need anything, you can find me online at www.befitwithlighthouse.com or on Instagram at lighthouse_fitness. And as always, I'm your host, Austin Allen.